Welcome to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz, 1 hour of big band swing music from the mid-1930s to the mid-1940s, produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chewelah, Washington. This program will focus on the swing bands of Ted Heath, Charlie Barnett, Woody Herman, Tommy Dorsey, Benny Goodman with Helen Ward doing the singing, and Larry Clinton. English trombonist Ted Heath was hired to play for an American band in 1924 that was passing through London on a tour of Europe. That band eventually went broke, but the drummer introduced Ted to jazz. A year later, Heath played at a club in London owned by an American, where he met Bunny Berrigan, Paul Whiteman, and the Dorsey brothers. While Glenn Miller was stationed in England in 1944, he befriended Heath and encouraged him to start his own swing band. Heath led the most popular and successful big jazz band in England until 1964. This first set features three instrumentals by the Heath Orchestra, Romanian Roundabout, Irving Berlin's Blue Skies, and Woodchopper's Ball, all from the late 1940s, the end of the swing era.
Thank you.
This is Dr. Jazz, and we are swinging. Charles Daly Barnett was born to a wealthy family in New York City in 1913. He went to several boarding schools where he learned piano and saxophone. His family wanted him to attend law school, but he had other ideas. At 16, Barnett was leading a dance band on an ocean liner and made 22 crossings of the Atlantic. In the 1930s, he founded many bands with varying success. He began to play the alto and soprano saxophones as well as the tenor. His swing band reached its pinnacle from 1939 to 41. Barnett was one of the first white big band leaders to integrate his orchestra. The band declined during the 1940s, and Barnett retired from music in 1949. He spent the rest of his life golfing, boating, going to the horse races, and taking world cruises. Must be nice. He passed away in 1991 at age 77. He was married 11 times, but that's another story. Lined up is a vocal by Marianne McCall, Deed I Do, and then two instrumentals, Ponce de Leon and Leapin' at the Lincoln, referring to the Blue Room at the Lincoln Hotel in New York, the scene of much leapin'. This is the Dr. Jazz Big Band Swing Show. In 1948, Woody Herman's Second Thundering Herd had the best reed section of any band in the swing era. They became known as the Four Brothers. They were Zoot Sims, Stan Getz, Al Cohn, all on tenor, plus Serge Shaloff on baritone. All four went on to huge careers in jazz. This set of live performances by the Herman Orchestra starts with Four Brothers, and then Burled and Earl, and Elevation.
Call. Now we have something here that's been put on wax by Woody Herman. We can't mention the label, but it spells C-O-L-U-M-B-I-A. It features Serge Shaloff on Barry, three tenors, namely Al Cohn, Stan Getz, and Zoot Sims. The tune? Four Brothers. Which also featured brother, or shall we say father, Don Lamond on drums. Ladies and gentlemen, from Hollywood's new jazz theater restaurant, the Empire Room on Vine Street between Hollywood and Sunset Boulevards, the American Broadcasting Company is sending your way the music of the Woody Herman Herd. Just wrote that ad lib, incidentally.
Thank you.
You've got Swingin' with Dr. Jazz on your radio. Thomas Francis Dorsey Jr. was born in Shenandoah, Pennsylvania in 1905, the younger brother of Jimmy by 2 years. Their teacher, musician father taught them to play many instruments, with Tommy learning trumpet and trombone. The brothers began playing professionally as teenagers and played in several bands, most notably with Gene Goldkett and Paul Whiteman. In 1934, they started their own band, but there was friction between the brothers, and Tommy stormed off the bandstand in 1935. Tommy took over the orchestra of Joe Hames and made it his own. In 1940, Dorsey hired Frank Sinatra away from Harry James. Drummers Buddy Rich, Louie Belson, and Gene Krupa all played in the Dorsey Orchestra. The band broke up in 1946 and Jimmy's band in 1948. The brothers reunited in 1953 and worked together until Tommy's untimely death in 1956, when he choked in his sleep after a big meal and several sleeping pills. He was 51. We'll start this set with a piece written by Scott Joplin, the famous ragtime pianist and composer, with Maple Leaf Rag. Then Opus No. 1 and Edith Wright singing You've Got to Eat Your Spinach, Baby. Thank you.
spinach, baby. That's the proper thing to do. It'll keep you kind of healthy, too. And what it did for Papa, it will do for you. Oh, you gotta eat your spinach, baby, to give you lots of TNT. For whenever you're caressing me, then you'll need every vitamin from A to Z. Please take my advice. Oh, kissing is dangerous, doctors all agree. Please take my advice. Don't ever kiss anybody but me. Now you've got to eat your spinach, baby. If you do, you can't go wrong. For it's gonna make you nice and strong. And the stronger you are, the longer you live, and the longer I'll have to love you.
You're Swingin' with the Doctor. Singer Helen Ward joined the Benny Goodman Orchestra in 1934 and stayed for 2 years. She admits that she was in love with Goodman from the start. They began a romantic affair, became engaged, and then Goodman suddenly called off the marriage. Helen was brokenhearted. This set contains three vocals by Helen and the Goodman Big Band, Johnny Mercer's Eeny, Meeny, Miney, Moe, The Glory of Love, and Rodgers and Hart's There's a Small Hotel.
Thank you.
This is Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. At the outbreak of World War II, band leader Larry Clinton joined the Army Air Forces and was stationed in Calcutta, India, as a pilot and flight instructor, helping in the effort to fly military supplies into China. Today's last set features the Clinton original Zigzag, Jelly Roll Morton's Mylandburg Joys, about a resort or bordello on the shores of Lake Pontchartrain near New Orleans that no longer exists, and Ford Leary singing Arlen and Kohler's The Jitterbug. Thank you.
Trees have a terrible, horrible buzz. But the bees in the breeze and the bats in the trees couldn't do what the jitterbug done. So be careful of that rascal. Keep away from the jitterbug. The jitterbug.
There's some time left over, so let's add another one. Here's Les Brown and his Band of Renown doing Lou's Blues. Join us next time for another installment of Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. This show is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chowila, Washington.